Here with us today, we have Carrie Puglisi, who is the Director of Program and Fund Development at La Casa de Don Pedro. And this week kicks off Burgers and Brew Week, which will last until September 27th and be a digital interactive celebration to promote Northern New Jersey's finest restaurants while supporting La Casa's COVID-19 food relief program. Before we jump in into this really great virtual event you all have going on this week, just wanted to ask a little bit about La Casa de Don Pedro. You all do so much for the community of Newark. How have you all shifted your program and engagement efforts during this pandemic to meet the needs of the folks that you serve?
Yeah, no, thank you, Britt. It's definitely been a challenge. It's been a challenge for La Casa. It's been a challenge for so many community organizations. But fortunately, we've been really lucky at the same time. And one of the first things we had to do back on March 13th, good old Friday the 13th, March 13th, when we knew it was clear that we were going to have to shut down our doors, is we needed to first make sure that we could provide all of our programs virtually remotely. So first things first is we worked to address our tech needs. So making sure our staff had access to email, had access to our servers, were able to actually have our programming from people's homes. So we shut down our programs, we closed down our doors, but we were able to come back up pretty quickly. And it's actually been really positive. So our pre-K programs, we have about 600 pre-K students. So back in March and April, we transitioned quite quickly into virtual learning. You'd think that obviously it's a very different situation for pre-K children to be able to learn from their computers or from home. But thanks to our partners, we were able to distribute Chromebooks to all of our kids, and our teachers were fabulous. They had online programs, they had virtual programs, they had telephone calls. So we were able to continue our preschool programs throughout those first several months of the pandemic. The same thing for a lot of our family support programs. So our family success centers, which offer so many different programs ranging from cooking classes to knitting clubs to survival English classes, that all went on Facebook Live. So we have some really, really fun and entertaining staff, my colleagues, that were able to have programs on Facebook Live. So for instance, when it was all about how to make masks, they had virtual programs on how to make masks. Every Friday, we have someone cooking up in our own kitchen. So we've basically been able to see how we could transition those in-person programs, which are all about engagement and support and community building, into an online situation and into an online program. As far as our adult education programs, they were able to go virtual as well. So our ESL classes, which are English as a second language classes, our citizenship classes, our adult education programs, they shifted to online. They shifted to, you know, using technology as the platform. So it's been great. It's been really good because one of the ways that's been actually positive is more people have been able to sign up for our programs. But at the same time, there's clearly a digital divide. There's clearly an unequal distribution of access to technology. So we've actually been working to try to make sure that our community, our students also can get those Chromebooks, can get those tablets, can have access to technology, and working to make sure that Wi-Fi is accessible, is affordable for everybody. As far as our other programs, well, our energy assistance programs, they continued on remotely. We continue to offer our housing assistance programs online. So overall, programmatically, we've been really fortunate. We have a really strong team that have been able to transition from remote programming. Of course, now it's September, right? So that was 6 months ago, and we're still working remotely. We're still looking to make sure that when we open up, and we've been working with City Hall for inspections to make sure our locations are clean, are being sanitized regularly, that they have all the necessary elements to keep everybody safe when they come in. So right now we are looking to actually offer some in-person schooling for kids. As we all know, in Newark and a lot of other areas around Newark, kids are going to school remotely, and that's a huge, huge challenge for so many parents, me included. It's a challenge for all of us. So we are looking to see how we can offer some in-person programming for kids so parents can work safely and you know, so parents can work, you know, outside of their homes. So we've been really busy. But the good news is we've been able to transition. And, you know, yes, it's been 6+ months now and it's not easy, but we keep moving forward.
Would love to actually transition into talking about your Burgers and Brew Week. I know that some of those pro feeds would also benefit your COVID-19 food relief efforts. Wondering how accessible this event will be to more people now that it'll be offered virtually. So can you talk a little bit about the shift to making this event available virtually, which is different from what you all traditionally do, and some of the activities that'll also be happening?
So Burgers and Brew is an event, is a fundraiser that La Casa has been holding since 2013. So this would have been our 7th year holding this event. And like you said, Britt, we typically hold it, you know, in person at a restaurant in West Orange, but we knew we couldn't do it that same way this year. At the same time, in addition to all these programs that we've been offering remotely, we've also been working to address some emerging needs. Some real serious needs that our families are facing specifically due to COVID, specifically in communities in Newark that have a lot more vulnerable families that, you know, with Black and Brown families, as you know, as we all know, are hit much, much harder than other folks for COVID. So we've been working to try to address them. So what we did was we were able to think about how Burgers and Brew could pivot into a virtual program that also was raising funds to help support these new emerging needs. So one need in particular has been about food. And so many wonderful organizations have been helping families in Newark deal with food insecurity. And we've been doing it as well. So we've been distributing fresh produce, fresh meals, supermarket gift cards to hundreds of families. And we're still doing it actually every week now, thanks to some wonderful partners. We've also been, we're about to embark on a rental assistance program for families that are facing eviction. And we're, thanks to some support from a few different foundations, we'll be working with families who now can demonstrate that they are able to sustain their homes, but yet they have some arrears that they need to be able to pay off. So Burgers and Brew Week really came at a time when we were looking to try to see how we can continue to support these kinds of programs, helping families in need during COVID, while also being a little more inclusive and making Burgers and Brew not just one evening, but a Burgers and Brew Week. So the whole idea behind Burgers and Brew Week was also thinking about how we can engage with the local restaurants, with the Black-owned restaurants that are known for burgers, that are known for brew, so some breweries. While we can't be in person at an event, what we're looking to do this week is to promote and share the really wonderful burgers and brews that are available in this wonderful area of Northern New Jersey. So we're highlighting different restaurants. And at the same time, we're also prepared a variety of online programming, which is all free. So it's all streaming on Facebook during different days and different times of this week. Everything from, for instance, we just had our kickoff event. Today's Monday and the 21st, and we had our kickoff with Chef Jesse Jones, who's a native Newarker chef, and he just cooked up a burger, and we showed it online, and it was just really, really nice. So what we have that event, which kicks off the week. We also will be promoting Montclair Brewery, which is one of 3 Black-owned breweries in New Jersey, and there is going to be a nice little show on them on Tuesday at 1 p.m. We're also featuring the Fox and Falcon, which is a restaurant in South Orange that has a really amazing burger. And we also have some individuals, what we call our Burgers and Brew Ambassadors, some folks here in Newark who are going to be using Facebook to show off their own cooking skills and taste testing some of the burgers and the brews that we're featuring. So really what we're trying to do is frankly, and all of this is also in an effort for raising funds for COVID. So folks will be able to make donations on their cell phones, from our website, from these videos, to just come together in an inclusive way to enjoy something, you know, have some fun, because we all are in need of some level of entertainment and fun, but it's all for a really important cause, because we are raising funds to support our COVID relief efforts.
For folks who would like to donate, to follow some of these events, all of these things that you have happening, or to learn more about how they can support these restaurants that you all are supporting, where can they go to follow you? What website should they go to visit?
Everybody should go to, first off, two places. One, our Facebook page. I know everybody is on Facebook, but definitely visit our Facebook page because that's where everything is streaming. So that's facebook.com/LaCasaNWK. That's LACASANWK.org. But we also have our webpage. And our webpage has the lineup of the events, has the times, has the give back. So some of these restaurants are actually making donations in support of our efforts. And you'll see a complete listing of those restaurants, like Montclair Brewery, like the Fox and Falcon, like Bovine Burger down south, like a couple other places. So we're really excited about what they're doing. So you can visit another website. It's tinyurl.com/burgersandbrew. Again, it's tinyurl.com/burgersandbrew. And you can also make a donation really easily online or on the phone. So the phone number to text to give is 973-755-1812. And you can just literally type in your message give, and there'll be an automatic response, and you'll be able to make a donation for our COVID relief efforts. Another way to just take part is to use whatever social media platform you prefer, whether it's Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter, and take a photo of your burger, take a photo of your wine, because we are drinking wine as well, and we're enjoying some good wine. Or take a photo of your brew. This is for, you know, people 21 and older, and hashtag Burgers and Brew Week 2020, and post your photo. And if you're at one of our restaurants, then make sure you tag them as well. And we actually have some really wonderful prizes. We've got some donations from our restaurant partners, and we'll be distributing gift cards and beer and wine to people who take part in our social media challenge. We'd love for you to take part on that too.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Thank you for also sharing about some of the efforts that you all are organizing around over at La Casa de Don Pedro to still support families, and even thinking of an innovative way to repurpose a program, make it accessible to more folks, getting more restaurants involved who also need that local support as well. So thank you for taking the time, and thank you for all of the work that you do for NORC and beyond.
Oh, we appreciate it. And we appreciate WBGO being by our side and continuing to run awesome programs.